From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Chevy battle for that position comes to turn number two. It's wheel to wheel now. Truex, a better run through the center of the corner, but Tony Stewart stronger from off the corner. He'll hang on to the spot. Truex is with him, and Jeff Gordon and Casey Kane along with Kevin Harvick waiting in the wing.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. My name is Caleb Hart, and I'm the track announcer for Skagit Speedway, Deming Speedway, and when I'm not busy on the microphone, I'm the public relations director for Triple X Race Components, Inc. Our next guest coming up here on North Sound Racing is the first ever winner of a midget race in the new Triple X Raceco midget chassis. He's also a local boy. Grew up racing around at Deming Speedway. You've seen him at Grays Harbor Raceway. You've seen him at Skagit a couple of times. And now he's back in the Midwest racing for Triple X under the Mike and Megan Eubanks number 5-star machine. Welcome to the radio, the first ever winner of a midget race in the Triple X chassis and the winner of the last two ASCS Sooner Region races, Mr. Gary Taylor.
Gary, welcome to the show. I got to tell you, I don't think anybody in the history of our show has gotten a 44-second introduction like you just got.
That was quite the intro there.
Wasn't that something?
Quite honored there, yeah.
I can sell that to you. I've got it here at the station, so you put that one in your scrapbook. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Galen?
Well, Galen is here.
I'm here, too, Gary. That's... You're actually talking to Steve, but we just
oh,
want...
Oh, wow. I was way off.
That's
all right.
Okay.
That's all right. Sounds like you're getting around the track okay, according to Caleb.
Yeah, we've been the last month has gone really, really well with our racing down here. We've kind of got off to a rough start. We had good cars at the USAC shows we ran in the spring and ASCS races, but just couldn't really get good finishes in. And the last month kind of got some luck turned around and had some good runs at the ASCS National Tour in the Sooner region, and hadn't run our midget in a couple months and dusted it off and ran it last weekend and picked up a win there too. So things have gotten a little better.
Gary, this is Galen this time, and I just wanted to say congratulations on how things have been going. I want to ask, there's been a lot of guys that have come from here on the West Coast and in the Northwest that have gone back there. Casey has obviously gone on to, racing in the big leagues, and a lot of people want to go back and do what you do, and you've kind of flown under the radar a little bit. I spoke with your dad. Obviously, your mom and dad are both here, and again, congratulations, and I kind of want to back up just a little bit to where your start was, and I know you started in quarter midgets, and actually, Gary Sr., I want to ask, Gary, how did it all start out with Gary racing quarter midgets and stuff? Did you have a plan of attack from the very beginning? How did it all start out?
No plan.
No plan.
No plan.
Are you a former racer?
No, I've always been a fan, and probably too afraid to drive. But, no, I've just never had a desire to, be a driver. But took him to the races with me, and he enjoyed, he paid attention. He watched the races, and we bought a little quarter midget out of Little Nickel. It was a 1959 Moss, no cage on it. Started playing around in a parking lot with it. A man drove by and introduced us to quarter midgeting. We spent $97 rebuilding the engine in it, bought a $300 car, and started racing. And
wow.
It was just for fun. I mean, it was... really no plan, no intentions of, the next Jeff Gordon, any of that stuff. And the time we raced, he won about 200 races in quarter midgeting, won national championship, I think 7 regional championships, 33 track records, and there was really no plan to it. We just started doing it when he was about 9, 10 years old. I asked him, I said, is this something you want to pursue? And so I tried to just show him the basics of, what a good race driver should be and, a person. And at that time, if you would have said it's going to take so much money to buy rides now as it is, as opposed to talent, I was way off base because I just figured, if you're a good person, you had talent, you'd have a shot at doing this. That's right. And it's changed a bunch. So
is that Gary? Is Gary Jr., is that the way you recollect coming up through the quarter midgets, or was Dad saying win, win, win?
Well, I mean, we we definitely went to the racetrack with the intention of winning. But, I mean, like I said, it was never really, I mean, I had dreams of, you know, getting in big cars and stuff, but it was nothing, anything that was planned out that, you know, by this specific time I would try to move to the next level or, you know, it was nothing that was really mapped out. And I mean, really, realistically, there was no way we really could have just, like, got sprint cars and midgets and just jumped right into it. It was something that, when the timing was right, if I did well, I was able to pick up a ride and continue moving on. And I mean, it was good though too. I mean, as I grew up racing and stuff, you know, my dad put a lot of time and effort into the quarter midgets and into the micro up at Deming and stuff, and he made it clear to me that if he was going to put that much time and effort into it, that he expected the most out of me when we went and raced. And I wasn't there, you know, at the quarter midget track to just ride a bike around and wear myself out and, you know, have play time. We were there to race and to try and win. And so, you know, a lot of that I think has kind of carried over into like what I'm doing now. It's my full-time job working on the cars and, the effort I put in the shop, you know, how hard I work at the shop kind of trickles down to how you do at the racetrack. You know, you win races in your shop, not in the staging lane.
I was going to ask before we got too much farther. I wanted to ask Gary Sr. as this all progressed, at what point, obviously Gary's back there racing, you're here. At what point did you guys kind of go, I don't want to say different directions, but in a way that's the truth. He's obviously back there and you're here. How did that all come about?
Just opportunities. I think when he was racing around here, you know, some of the better rides weren't available. And he had a friend there in Denver, Kenny Lewis, that we met through quarter midgeting that believed in him and his talents and knew his desires to, you know, want to race, and introduced him to Harry Conklin. And like Gary said, you don't really plan for it. You just try to do your best, and people believe in you. They give you opportunity, and that's what happened there. And, you know, your kids grow up, and you got to let them go. I mean, be it in racing or they get married or whatever happens. And we're still, you know, I think we're still best friends. And I went a couple weeks ago and, we had fun. Mark Matega out of Denver were there. We raced together and it was like old times, and, he did well. So, you know.
Do you keep close contact every race? Is there contact between you and Gary?
We wait for the phone calls every night he races. Sometimes early, sometimes they're late, and sometimes it starts off, well, the evening started off good, but, you know, it all comes with the territory. So as long as he calls and he's safe and, you know, you go to the next one.
Gary Jr., with that being said, where do we go from here? I know you're back there racing midgets and sprint cars. Where do you go the rest of this year, and where are you headed in the rest of your career? What would you like to do?
Well, this weekend we run ASC's National Tour at Oklahoma City and Devil's Bowl down in Mesquite, Texas. As the year progresses, we'll continue to run a good portion of the National Tour schedule, and we'll probably run a lot of the ASCS Sooner region, some midget shows. We'll run the USAC midget race up in Knoxville. I'm very fortunate with the situation I'm in, similar to the one I had in Denver with Harry Conklin. Mike and Midget Newbanks here, we've got wing 360 cars, midgets, and non-wing 410 cars. So
you're a busy guy.
A lot of work here at the shop getting cars ready, but we have options for what we would like to, you know, if we want to go run an all-wing show this weekend, we have the ability to go do it. As far as beyond this year, I mean, my goal is just to run well enough this weekend to where they still want to go race next week. I mean, I do have some sort of security here and everything, but the fact that I'm getting to race for a living, that's kind of what I've always set out to do for anyhow. So my goal is just to keep being able to do what I'm doing. I'm having fun with it. As the season gets going better, hopefully it'll just keep breeding more wins. And, you know, there's guys, you know, Jason Johnson, Gary Wright, they make a good living running the wing 360 car. Also being fortunate enough to run midgets and stuff, if the USAC opportunity came along, or, you know, maybe a World of Outlaw ride came along, you know, whatever comes at me, Like my dad said, just kind of wherever it takes you, you just got to go with the opportunities and do the best you can with them. I mean, I'm already 26, so, I mean, if Ray Evernham called and said, come run a cup car, I would definitely do that, but I'm not really. I don't consider myself being on the fast track NASCAR or anything. You know, realistically, if I can just continue on and just improve and keep winning races, you know, hopefully I can keep doing this for a couple of years.
Hey, Gary, this is Steve. First of all, Mr. Taylor, if you could swing the microphone around to Mrs. Taylor here.
Oh, I assured her that she wasn't going to get put on.
Oh, she's
spot.
Not going to get on? Okay, well, Gary, we know you're quite a ways away, but is there something coming up on Sunday you don't want to forget to do?
It is, in fact, Mother's Day, so I'm going to try and win me a race this weekend so I can send her a trophy.
Oh, there
All
you
right,
go.
All right, there you go.
Nice recovery. Also, I am on the well done. We've got that on tape, too, so if you ever need that, I'll give you that one for free.
Oh, you play that cool.
Yeah. Also, I'm on the WMRA website here, and the most amazing name, this is one of the coolest names. I want you to tell me what you know about a driver by the name of Snake Liver Nash. That name ring a bell?
I remember a Chris Livernash.
Mm-hmm.
if he's at all related, Livernash has ran quarter midgets when I was younger. The name Snake Livernash, I don't really remember anybody by the first name Snake. That's a pretty awesome name.
I like it. It's kids from Spanaway and drives a number 55 Murray Mac Motorsports car. So I was just wondering if you might have any insight. We need to get that guy on the show.
Haven't crossed. Snake liver
no
nash.
Snake.
You'd remember.
Tell him about the possum.
Yeah, let's hear about the possum before we wrap up.
A quick possum story. We're driving back from the AFCS race in Arkansas a couple weeks ago, and possums, I guess, wanted to run out in front of the big rig. And so I'm working here at the shop, running out between the truck and trailer in the shop and grabbing parts, and I'm thinking, man, something just doesn't smell right out there. And I get ready to load up Saturday to go race in South Coffeyville, Oklahoma, on Peak, and there's a possum wedge between the front axle of the trailer and the frame of the trailer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But he won that night.
Well, keep that possum.
So the possum stayed under the trailer, huh? Good.
Yeah. It looks like Galen has another one.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah.
The Korshak over here raising my hand. I got to ask before we wrap things up, too. Reflecting back last year, I know you came out, Gary, and got to run the Fred Brownfield race, I believe it was, at Grays Harbor. And I just was curious, maybe I'll ask Gary Sr., your connections with Fred Brownfield and, you know, how he contributed to the racing program for you.
Let's see. When Gary started the mini sprint deal, he started looking for sponsors, you know, as part of kind of the training, looking around, or you know, the business part of racing. He approached Fred, and Fred sponsored him with the micro sprint, kind of showed him, you know, how all that's handled. And then when it come time for the sprint cars, Fred was done racing. He actually got Gary his first ride up at Cassidy Speedway with Scott Allman's car for one of the races. I think it was Fred's last sprint car race and Gary's first. And that winter, he called and said he had a trailer full of parts, a car in there, no engine. If we sold our mini sprint stuff, you know, buy an engine and go ahead and use this equipment. And I said, hey, you know, we tear it up. What are we supposed to do? And he says, if you got five shocks, bring back five shocks. And, you know, he was real good about it. And that's kind of how we got going with the sprint car deal. And later on, after Fred passed away, a lot of people I talked to told that story to. It was amazing how many other racers he had done the same thing for that nobody knew about. And he, you know, if it was a tire, a shock, at his memorial service, Rich Bubeck showed up from Colorado in a World Outlaw show when Fred used to help Steve Beitler out. Bubeck was pitted there, made it to the A main, had a used tire on his car, and Fred said, is this your only tire? And he said, yeah. So Fred went and got him a new one, mounted it up, put it on his race car. And at Fred's memorial service, here's Rich Bubeck. You know, he come from Colorado just for, I mean, that's the way Fred was with every racer. And I think we're not the only ones he helped. There was many people.
Gary, I want to, actually, Gary and Gary Jr. both, I want to thank you both for coming on. I know a lot of our listeners out there have asked for, you know, how Gary's doing. And it's just been a pleasure to have both of you and Patty, mom, too, over there. Thanks for joining us tonight. And, Gary, good luck on your ventures, and we'll be looking for your name on the Hoseheads website. And if you want to share maybe a few of your sponsors and share your website as well.
Okay, yeah. Right now I'm driving for Mike and Megan Eubanks, and their business is Telstar Communications. Got some help from Bob Foster, Champion Metal Cutting, or CMC. Wed Lake Fabricating, DMI Race Park, they help us out. Kaiser Wheels, Westmar Engines, Shoot, I got a John Sullivan for U.S. Congress. Got a congressman on the car.
Oh, no.
Got some people that help keep my deal going. My website's GaryTaylorRacing.com. I try to keep that as up-to-date as possible. We got some new shirts. Just got the artwork done for them. So we got apparel coming up here pretty quick. Hopefully in the next month we'll have them ready to sell. And that's about it.
Don't forget 3X.
Triple X.
Oh, Triple X.
Do I need to replay your intro again, Gary? Because I will.
And I went and overlooked Triple X. Triple X has been really good to us. We're dealers for them, too, down here.
Good.
And the midget program has worked out amazing. They've worked with us, kind of pretty much asked what it was we were looking for or needed in a frame, and they've built it, and the car works amazing. So you can't forget Triple X.
Kick butt back there, GT.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
What a nice guy.
Isn't he?
We like him. You two have done
good
well.
Good racer.
Yeah, you two have done real well.
Hey, Steve, there's somebody on line 5. I think maybe take that.
All right, we sure can. Hello, welcome to North Sound Racing. May we help you?
Sure.
Mom! Wow, how are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, we got him.
Holy cow. What are you doing, Mom?
I'm talking to you.
I know. You listening to the show?
No.
Oh.
That's how I just get over the phone.
Yes, for a little while there.
What a nice surprise. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
You ready to go put some dauber marks on a few papers on Sunday?
You betcha I am.
Excellent. It's going to be a fun time.
Hardly wait to see you.
I know. It'll be good to see you, too. I love you.
I love you.
All right, Mom.
All right, honey.
We got to pay the bills, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Ann.
Mom. Bye. Wow, that was cool. Thanks, you guys. That was awesome. Thanks to Gary Taylor and Gary Taylor Sr. and the, I'm sure, long-suffering Mrs. Taylor as well. We got to take a break. When we come back, let's try and get Naaman and Jill on, and then we'll go to Tony Berry.
Okay.
How about that?
That
sounds good. Hang out with us. We'll be back after this. North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380.